Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Majestics?
Watchdogs over the Metropolitans.
What is the freaking Texans doing?
This is much ado about not a
the
whole
era
lot of nothing.
Has become.
I did.
Yeah, you pretty are. I feel like a total idiot.
Here he is, having the time of his life.
This is a conversation that I've tried to have.
Oh,
head coach?
God.
What? Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
Yeah.
Space Force.
Do, 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 do. Kick the ball, you little bitch.
Ah!
What is the Colorado Rockies?
Ahoy!
Welcome back. We have a myriad of issues to discuss with you tonight.
Suddenly a lot to get.
Not suddenly. My club notes are chock full, bro. It's
robust.
That time of year. They are robust. They are bursting at the seams.
Loaded.
So much stuff, you don't even know.
Like loaded potato skins. I know, I haven't had potato skins in a long time.
Boy,
that's because they're not that good.
No, I agree wholeheartedly with the idea of the potato skin being great, but the soggy ass, crappy cheese.
Hey, when done right, a potato skin is delightful.
But they're never done right. That's
point. That's the thing. It looks the part, but then it's like a book, judging a book by its cover, but the book inside actually sucks.
Yes.
So nice cover art.
Potato skins take me back. You mentioning that just brought me back to my old bar days.
To be fair.
Crappy potato skins and vodka, citron and tonics.
Nice.
Not too long ago, I was at a bar. I met some friends for drinks, and I was on my way to dinner later, so I wasn't really going to eat. They were eating. And so I was like, hey, what appetizer? I asked the server. I was like, what kind of appetizer? And she did look at me, and she said, anything but the potato skins. It was just like the other day. And it just made me think of that. Like, I guess probably why potato skins was on my mind. But yeah, and I won't say which place it's at because I don't want to call anyone out for their potato skins. But yeah, the waitress, like, no hesitation whatsoever. It's like, they're all pretty good. Yeah, don't get the potato skins.
It's possible that they should be eradicated.
But again, I've had good potato skins.
Have you?
I have.
It always feels like the fifth or sixth thing that a restaurant puts on their appetizers because they have to fill it out. It's like, it's never the best.
I don't see them very often anymore.
Right.
They are starting to kind of go by the wayside.
Yeah, they are. They really are.
Yeah. Well, most people now go with a nacho or like a mozzarella stick. But again, in fact, I've made kind of a homemade potato skin before. I do like kind of like a loaded baked potato. And those are, it's the same sort of thing.
Mozzarella sticks, another thing. I haven't had one of those since I was maybe 21.
Dude, mozzarella sticks pretty good.
I saw someone on internet the other day say, if you ask someone if they want to eat four straight string cheeses and just house them, you'd get a hell no. But if you ask them if you bread them and dip them in a little marinara, it's a hell yeah.
Look, it's a valid point.
It's totally true. You'd never eat that much cheese if it weren't breaded and dipped.
I'm kind of a hell no on both fronts.
Oh, no, man. A mozzarella stick is good. Like, you don't want to order an entire thing of mozzarella sticks. Before ordering mozz sticks, you got to make sure that the table is all going to eat some mozzarella sticks. Otherwise, you're staring at eight sticks of cheese, and that's terrifying. But you give me one. If I put a cheese stick in front of you right now, a nice breaded cheese stick with your choice of dipping sauce, there's zero chance you don't eat it. None.
I beg to differ.
You're a moral oak. Where you poo-poo a cheese stick?
Yeah, look at me.
No. That's why you're an Adonis.
So hero or loser? Whoa, I didn't see that one.
What?
Oh my god.
You okay?
Yeah, kinda. Kinda not. Well, I'm just looking at the videos that this lady caught.
Here. Oh no, oh no.
So this is a woman. She is a she's a viral tictologist or whatever they call them.
A what?
I don't know.
A tictologist.
She's on
like
TikTok.
A symbologist.
She's like
a
social media influencer.
She's
an influencer. Her name is Renee. Or no. I don't know what her name is. Anyway.
You're doing great.
She was on a plane recently.
Okay.
And she has a lot of followers. So she posted about this to her followers and it went viral. It has been viewed 23 million times.
It's a lot of views.
And she writes, she shows her side of her face, mm-hmm. and over her right shoulder, a seat behind her, and on the other side of the plane, there is a dude talking to a woman, a dude in a green shirt and
I think I've seen this. I think I know where you're going.
And he's very bro-y.
Yeah.
And this content creator's name is Caroline Rened. That's her name. And she writes, if this man is your husband flying United Airlines flight 2140 from Houston to New York, he's probably going to be staying with Katie tonight.
Whoops.
So she said that before the flight, she saw them meet in the bar.
Yeah.
And they did not know each other.
No.
He has a wedding ring on.
And she said that's what, you know.
And that's what did it. She was like, because they didn't talk about him being married, but he has a wedding ring on and she knows that he doesn't know this girl. He just met her.
Yeah.
So now they get on the plane. They ask to switch seats so that they can sit next to each other and drink. And she catches them making out.
Oh, yeah. And she films, which, by the way, it's really creepy that she's putting her phone. You know, I didn't see the video, but I did see a photo of this.
It's a gross invasion of privacy.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I don't care if you're do-gooding for his wife or whatever. Like, you still don't film people without their consent.
She says, I am not the one to play with. I will tell your girlfriend that you liked my story. You're a weasel and you're a loser.
I love that I'm not the one to play with. Oh, get
He that. Wasn't playing with you anyways.
Exactly.
He was playing with her.
Minding his own. Well, I guess minding his own. He was minding her business, but still.
Yeah, he was certainly minding Katie's business.
I love when, that's a Stephen A. Smith. You don't want to make me your enemy. Okay, Stephen.
Caitlin Clark is white.
So they were canoodling for all 4 hours of the flight.
Yeah.
She claims that, where was it? Him and Katie met at, so this is what she wrote on her post. Him and Katie met at the airport bar and haven't left each other's side since. He convinced her to change her seat so she could sit next to him and they could drink. I don't know his name, but I know hers because he keeps saying it. I wouldn't have known he was married if he hadn't been wearing his wedding ring.
So this, by the way, tip to all men out there. When you are being a cheating whore on the road, just take your wedding ring off.
Yeah, that's a pretty poor play on his part.
I mean, the guy's trying to do the right thing and wear his wedding ring to try to pull some strange. And meanwhile, he's getting called out by Katie here, or whoever this the influencer is.
Yeah, proof. She says, us ladies are better than damned FBI agents.
Oh, my gosh.
And other people said, thank you for your service. So I ask you, hero or loser?
Well, he's a loser. She's a bitch.
About freaking no, her.
Bitch.
Hero or loser?
She's a loser.
I agree.
She's a loser.
But mind your own damn business.
But he's a loser, too.
Yeah, I'm not talking about him.
Yeah, she's a loser.
Look, obviously what he is doing is bad.
Yes.
But she also doesn't know the circumstances.
No, she's a
perhaps his wife died.
Yeah.
She doesn't know.
No. Or his wife, maybe his wife's cheating on, again, you don't know.
Maybe so they're getting a divorce.
Mind your own business, how about that?
And even if you were to mind their business, you couldn't just confront them one-on-one, you had to share it with your 22 million
exactly.
Whatever.
This, like, isn't, this is the part that I
this
hate
is about.
About
you content farming, it's not about any of
exactly.
This.
Exactly. This has nothing to do with doing the right thing, this has nothing to do with about you caring about someone's relationship. Your dumbass just needs content. So you're willing to snipe some two randos out there, put their business on blast because you think it's going to lead to engagement, and it did.
Apparently they went to the bathroom together.
Oh. By the way, I don't get that at all.
The old Mile High Club?
Maybe for smaller people, but I have a hard enough time going in there to pee, let alone going in there with another human being and doing anything even remotely sexy. Come
on. Swapping spit with the smell of urine. Wafting through your four nostrils.
Boy, when I go into that bathroom, it is a game of soccer. Nothing gets touched with my hands. Everything. I just assume that there is biohazards at every turn. And you want me to drop my drawers and start spinning around? That's going to lead to me touching things with things I don't want to be touched. No, no, no. Do the responsible thing and just put a blanket up over the top of the two of you.
Know,
or maybe
you could,
a big coat.
You could probably flush the toilet with your boner.
Actually, you could.
Don't you think?
No, because the
it's that blue button.
Yeah, the blue button. It's the curve. I couldn't get close enough. I'd have to squat down, like in a duck squat, and then waddle my way forward. I can't do that with my bad knees. There's no way. No way.
Looks like you need a prosthetic.
Yeah, Dirk Diggler style. That's just, it's a terrible thing to do to someone.
Then the bonus rewards program kicks
mind,
in.
Is it that hard?
I think for women like this it is. But I was half expecting this article in the New York Post to have a follow-up to find out who the guy, because you know how internet does. They ended up finding out who all these people are, and then you know, there's the follow-up, and this guy's name is this, and he lives there, and his wife now hates him.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I have seen none of that. So.
Well, and...
Yeah, what I'd like to see is that he comes forward and he says, you idiot, mind your own business. I'm getting a divorce.
Either that
and
or-
I just kept wearing my ring because I have kids and I want my kids to see my ring. I don't know.
Either that or maybe they're just a role-playing couple and this is what they do for a little excitement.
Oh, that'd be kind of hot.
They go on trips and they pretend to, you know, that's a thing.
Yeah, that was the thing in...
Four Christmases, they do that.
What was the... Four Christmases, but also they did that. Phil Dunphy did that in
Clive Bixby.
Clive Bixby, that's right.
Yeah. Come up with a little character, you know.
That was their whole anniversary thing.
Yeah.
And there's a good chance, too, that none of this is real. And this dumb lady just saw two people making out, took a photo, and then made up a whole story. That's awesome.
Yeah, but she put them on there. Like, careful doing that.
I know.
You're putting people's personal business.
What are the chances? Because I remember I saw the photo. What are the chances that those people actually get found out? Like if I took
pretty good now.
You think now?
Dude, 23 million views.
Yeah, that's a lot of views.
Somebody's going to get after that guy.
There is one of those. There's a guy I follow. His name's like Dinesh or something. And he does. He takes videos. People send him videos of people behaving poorly. It's usually someone being racist or whatever, or sometimes it's an adult like pushing a child or whatever. You know, some sort of Karen or Bob losing it on someone, and he does like
flags.
He finds them. Like that's his whole thing. He finds them and tries to make sure that they face consequences.
Is that the same dude that like cornered someone who was like chatting online with a minor and he ratted him out in the convenience store or whatever?
He's the guy with the beard.
Well,
he has a beard, right?
Yeah, so he's another guy that they know each other, like they kind of send each other stuff. But there's a couple people that are prominent like this.
Influencer hero bros?
Yeah. And it's, you know, I'm I'm just... Yeah.
Cottage industry, blowing up.
Yeah, it is. At the same time, you got to be careful that, dude, one of these days, they're going to piss off the wrong person, and someone's going to show up with a gun and be like, hey, you ruined my life, and now I get to ruin yours. You know, it's a dicey thing. Isn't that how... I think To Catch a Predator ended that way when one of the dudes offed himself. Remember they were doing that Chris Hansen thing, To Catch a Predator, and they caught like a...
I think that's
right. They caught like a state assemblyman, or it was some politician. And, dude, he went back to his house and like ate a bullet. And I think that's what ended To Catch a Predator. Mm-hmm. And by the way, on a side note, I don't know if you've heard these, but possibly on a station maybe that you listen to. Have you heard what Chris Hansen's up to now?
No, I saw something recently where he was he witnessed a wreck. Did you see this bit? He was driving somewhere, it might have been New York, and he witnessed a wreck, and he came out and tried to help, and somebody started filming him, and they were like, hey, that's Chris Hansen. And he was being all bitchy about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
No. Nothing major.
He is, he's doing boner pill ads now.
All right.
And it's really...
Well, doesn't he need money?
I think so. But it's really weird because... It's Chris Hansen. His whole thing is child sex crimes. And he's now selling boner pills. And I think they're like generic. I think he's calling them like blues or blue pills or something. And he's using his weird sex crime voice. You know, he'd be like, I'm Chris
Hansen.
Why don't
you have a seat?
Yeah.
You need boner pills.
And so now he's like, I'm Chris Hansen. And you should have this boner pill. And it's really weird because whenever you hear that voice... You know, you're catching a child sex crime in the act. And meanwhile, he's out there now hawking boner pills. It's really disconcerting when you hear these ads.
This was years ago, but he got evicted because he owed a bunch of money in taxes.
Oh.
And I guess he's broke. He got arrested for larceny.
Oh.
And he's broke, and his wife took a bunch of his money, and I guess he's a mess.
Okay, so here it is. It's on, it's called Score Blue. That's what he's promoting, Score Blue. And when you go to scoreblue.com.
Wait, is this an ad?
What?
Are you doing an ad right now?
Yes, I'm being paid right now by Score Blue. No, look at this. When you go there, it's just his thing with all his Emmys lined up. You know that he is not proud.
Bluepillreport.com.
Yeah. The Emmy-winning investigative reporter blows the lid off ED pills.
Oh, dear.
How far do you have to fall if you're Chris Hansen?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. 10-time Emmy Award winner. America's number one investigative journalist.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, Chris. You loser.
That is the definition, because you know someone came to him and he was like, I'm not doing this. They're like, Chris, you need some money? He's like, fine.
Well, I'm guessing if you were in his position financially, you'd do it too.
Well, I mean, that's I would. I guess when you're in that, right?
He was in a rough shape.
You have no choice.
No choice.
Is there anything you turn down? are you doing like herpes medication?
Gay porn.
Adult diapers.
Yeah.
Adult diaper? I'd do that. Those things are great.
I'm gay.
You've tried them.
No, but no. I just mean for like the olds and
you
stuff.
You think Chris Hansen could start an OnlyFans? And I mean, like...
No.
That's not even the bottom of the barrel anymore. Like, OnlyFans now, people are like, yeah, that's about right.
All right, we got to go. What did I tease next?
I don't know.
Stuff.
Oh, I got the mansion in San Francisco. But it comes with a catch. Would you buy it? Next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so here's hot real estate news. This is in San Francisco. You know, prices in San Francisco are crazy.
Yes.
You can't buy a house down there.
I was just in San Francisco a couple weeks ago. Whenever I'm there and I see a for sale sign, I have to go look.
Yeah,
I just it always ropes
because
me.
You're like, oh, that's probably 750, and then you're like, no way, that's probably 2 million.
Yeah, it's a fun little game.
Well, this house is a very nice home. It is on a hilly street, but it's a swanky neighborhood. The other homes,
every San Francisco home is on a hill.
The other homes in the cul-de-sac are valued at 1.4 million. 2.9 million and 1.9 million. Just up the street, there was a $10 million home. Just last month, this house that I'm about to tell you about was valued on Zillow at 1.5 million.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's very nice, but I mean, it's not huge. 1.5 million in San Francisco.
Can you tell me what neighborhood does it say?
Yeah, it says it's
Pacific
in
Pacific Heights or Nob Hill, maybe. We'll get there. I'll figure it out.
It just says ritzy. Okay, Russian Hills.
Russian Hill. Okay.
It's in Russian Hills. And it's an Edwardian style home nestled in a cul-de-sac.
No idea what that means, but okay.
It's cool looking. It's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. Okay, so they are offering this property to you for the low, low price of $488,000.
Seems like a good deal.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an excellent deal.
It is an excellent deal. But there's a catch.
It's gay.
But he's gay.
I'm gay.
The house is not gay.
Mm.
Or maybe it is.
It might be. You don't know.
Yeah. Don't assume it's sexuality or it's gender, you son of a bitch.
Insert San Francisco jokes here, of course, right? I know you were all thinking it. $488,000. Giant catch. What do you think the catch is? Because this is a true story. Like, you can buy it. They are selling it for $488,000.
I am going to say...
And the home is fine. The home is in...
Yeah.
It's not, like, dilapidated or anything.
I'm going to say a meth lab was in it, and you can't occupy it. Because that stuff, like, hangs around for a long time.
Okay.
You can't occupy or do anything in that house for, like, 50 years.
I'm going to say, like, blood stains on the floor. Like can't get it out of the hardwood. You have to do a whole flooring remodel because of blood stains.
Somebody got... hacked up in there, OJ
style? Maybe there was some severe crime. I mean, like, usually you have to disclose that with real estate. Oh, someone died here. Someone was killed here.
Well,
maybe something like that.
Souk was close. The house has a very unusual tenant agreement. So the owner wants out of this.
Okay.
And they want to sell it to you for $488,000, but you cannot move in for 30 years.
Huh.
Because there is a guy in there. So I guess the old owner was 100 years old and died in it. Mm-hmm. And they don't really give a lot of details about the lease agreement that he had. But there is a person that was living in there that appears... They have a lease that grants them long-term rental for $416 a month.
Ooh.
Yeah. And...
So you gotta foot the bill.
Yep.
For that thing, $500,000.
Yep.
And
you get $416 a month to offset
for
that.
For 30 years.
But, you know, you're in charge of all the upkeep.
Oh, my gosh.
And he gets occupancy rights until 2053.
Boy.
You taking that?
No, because...
You taking that deal?
Well, it's a sweet investment deal because when you can kick his ass out, you can probably sell that thing for... You know, buku bucks.
20 times.
There's got to be better ways to invest your $500,000. I mean, think about the losses you're taking on that over 30 years. And you're paying the property. What are the property taxes on it?
Yeah, astronomical, I would imagine.
But if you can wait for that 30-year payday.
Yeah, but I honestly think by then, I don't know if you're making any money on it. I don't know. What's the Zillow estimate?
Well, like I said, 1.5.
1.5.
It was 1.5 last month. And yeah. They're selling it for $500.
No, no, dude, you'd have to make that thing much,
in 30
much
years.
Cheaper.
That thing would be worth $8 billion.
Yeah, until San Francisco gets buried under an avalanche of water, and then you're like, well, hell.
God, can you imagine buying that thing and then there's an avalanche and it's
just gone.
It's just gone.
Either that or that dude just destroyed. That guy's got squatting rights there at $400 a month.
Yeah,
that's like some Friends crap. I think that was the story behind... Everyone always got mad at the show Friends because those people, none of them had real jobs, and they lived like in a $10 million apartment in New York and with like a private balcony and a view of Central Park. And supposedly it was like some sort of rent-controlled apartment.
You're almost describing my situation in San Francisco. I got in and I stayed the same place 9 years because on the open market it would have been 3 times the value by the time I left.
Hmm.
Just never left.
Apparently, there's a pending deal.
Mm. Someone's going to buy it, huh?
Someone's going to, yeah.
Well, I think the idea, too, is follow me on this. So I buy it, and I just have the old man killed.
Well, the old man died. This is somebody else.
Yeah, well, just I kill whoever's there, and then, you know, and then I'm free. Once this person's gone, then I'm free to sell it.
God.
So what's a hitman run me? 15, 20 Gs? Nice house fire?
It's a good loophole.
Well, there are. I saw a story a couple years ago where... There are some of these buildings that people are buying, and then because of agreements like this, like low-income housing type of agreements, you can't develop the building, and it was a big scandal. Look it up. A number of years ago, so people were buying these big fourplexes or apartment buildings in San Francisco, and they were just burning them to the ground. And then they were like, because once it's burned, all those agreements go away. And then they would build... like monstrosities there, and then sell it at a tasty profit. And I think the whistle got blown out because I think someone did die in one of the fires, and then people started investigating. They were like, ooh.
And isn't that some sort of like fraud?
Well, yes.
It's one arson. Yes, it's major fraud.
It's a lot of fraud.
Yes. You're like, hey, I don't like the zoning on my building. Cool, burn it down, and then that ceases to be there. By the way, I looked up. I went on Zillow and I just did San Francisco, I guess San Francisco proper.
Russian Hills.
And I just did the entire city. And the cheapest thing I found was $499,000. It is 2-bedroom, 1-bath. There are no photos of the inside. It's on a 1,000-square-foot lot. It is 400 square feet. It says one bath, 2-bedroom, 400 square feet, and it looks like a meth house. And
Does it give you streets or neighborhood?
Yeah, it is on 1 Horace Street in San Francisco. 1 Horace Street in San Francisco.
Well, I've got an offer slower than
you
that.
You know what? This is in the Mission. Good burritos right around there.
Good
burritos.
How bad?
Mission burritos, best burritos in the country.
This is the only photo of the place. Not a single photo inside.
That thing's 500,000.
What does that look like? Like, what would you describe that
as? It looks
as?
Like a bail bond shop.
with green trim.
Yeah.
There is a window air conditioning unit, but there's no window. That window's busted out.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Yeah. So while it does...
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
For $500,000...
I'd buy the $488,000 mansion with the dude in it. I'll just live with him. You know what I'd do? I would never kill somebody, but I would just move in and make his life hell, and then he'll move out.
Not at $400, it won't.
$416.
That dude ain't going anywhere. There's zero chance you could weasel that dude out of San... No way.
This is a movie script. Like, yes. You buy it, you move in, you try to come up with, like, various schemes and booby traps to, like, get this guy to finally give up. This is a comedy movie.
Now, if you're willing to move over to Oakland, I can put you into a dilapidated meth house at about 1,300 square feet for the low, low price of $550. So, you got that going for you.
Does meth come with it?
If you'd see this photo, I do believe that meth comes with it. This would be the interior of the house.
Okay.
That's meth.
Nice little archway there.
Yeah. Do you see the spray paint?
Yeah.
All over the walls?
I can paint over that.
Yeah?
I'm in.
I don't...
Which would you rather, Oakland or San Francisco? Knowing what you can get for half a mil.
Look at the kitchen.
Ooh.
It looks like
I'm going with the mansion.
It looks like someone tried to burn the house down, failed, and then put it on the market.
Text line with a good workaround. What if you buy the house and then buy the guy who lives there a cheaper, also nice house in Mexico to live happily ever after?
That guy ain't leaving. You're not trading.
If you get him a nice enough spot somewhere else.
I just am flummoxed whenever I look at like Sam. Like I'm just now caught up in San Francisco Zillow, and it blows my mind that someone that has $600,000 is buying the meth. That's a great deal. It's a great deal. Little fire damage, no kitchen, no floors, no walls, but sweetheart of a deal. And yet everyone wants to live there.
Not me. I don't want to live down there.
Everyone's always like, man, San Francisco is such a crap hole. Then why does everyone want to live there?
Well, it's the same that goes for Portland, and I tell people back in the Midwest this all the time. I'm like, yeah, you may think it's a crap hole, but live there. You'll love it.
Lots of people do, which is why
wonderful.
It's so expensive.
It doesn't mean it doesn't have problems.
Yeah.
These are great cities.
Meanwhile, the person living in Tupelo, Mississippi is like, man.
I would never live there. Oh, yes, you would.
That place is a war zone. I wouldn't be caught dead there.
Dude, you'd never go back to Tupelo. You spend 5 minutes in San Francisco, you'd never go back to Tupelo, you little bitch.
There's a reason why you're buying your house in Tupelo for $7 and some rat ass. No one wants to live there.
All right.
They do have riverboat casinos, though.
We've got Wolf News coming up next. Here's Buck. Well, we have notable Wolf News. The wolves often get overlooked when we're talking of animals that will rip your face off.
But it never happens. In fact, up until now, I don't think there's ever been a documented case of a wolf eating or killing a person.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't think it ever happened.
No kidding.
I mean, maybe back in the old days out in the Klondike, but in modern times, no. Wolves don't kill people. They want nothing to do with you.
Yeah, so 3 wolves were in a zoo outside of Paris. And recently, they have attacked a 37-year-old woman, leaving her fighting for her life. Now, she is not dead yet, but she's almost dead.
Not quite.
She was bitten on the neck, the calf, and the back. You may be asking yourself, well, how the hell did 3 wolves living in a zoo
Yeah, get to the woman.
Get to the this lady.
I'm guessing the dumbass pulled a Harambe move and climbed into the enclosure.
Well, no, it wasn't that kind of zoo. It was like a safari zone.
Oh.
And so she was staying in a chalet out there, or like the lodge within the zoo. It's about 25 miles west of Paris. And so obviously the safari zones and where they go during the day is sectioned off, you know. So she goes out at night. She goes alone for a jog. And she apparently missed the signs or wandered into the wrong area, and she got lapped by the wolves.
Whoops. Yeah, and they hunt in packs.
Yeah. So this raises the question about wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's not even about wolves. If you encounter the following animals in their habitat, rank the pucker factor.
By the way, I did look this up. I wanted to be clear, and I stand corrected. It says the first fatal attacks in the 21st century occurred. There was one in 2005 and one in 2010. So,
where?
One was in Saskatchewan, and the other one was in Chugiak, Alaska.
So it does happen, but it's very,
I mean, we have two documented cases. Now, they did say worldwide that there's some alleged attacks, apparently in Turkey. But
I think those are the street dogs.
Yeah, there's no real
Turkey
evidence.
Wolves?
Yeah, I mean, that's.
So where does the wolf pack rank among scariest attacks?
Compared to just any?
Well, all of it. Yeah, like I said, you encounter let me list some animals.
Sure.
You encounter the following animals in their habitat. Rank the pucker factor. Okay, so you've got, let's go bear, wolf.
And we're just dealing with one wolf, or are we dealing with a wolf
No,
pack?
Well, you don't know. Because, look, come on, where there's one bear, there are more bears. Where there's one wolf, there's certainly more wolves. You know?
Yeah, because...
Where there's a lion...
Yeah, there's pride. Because there's a, like, I would assume it's a wolf pack. I'm like, because...
It's almost...
Because if you encounter a bear, it's usually one bear or a mom and her cubs, and then you're effed. Like, bears don't hang out in big tribes.
Okay.
Wolves, on the other hand, are always together.
Wolf, bear, lion, hippo.
Oh, God. That's all, like...
Sharks.
Well, we just had a guy in...
those are the top five.
We just had a surfer in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Just go down
to... Tomeo Perry.
Yeah.
Got eaten by a shark.
Boy, I honestly think that...
Power rank. So what you're power ranking here is the pucker factor.
Yeah.
Okay, you encounter the following animals in their habitat. Wolf, bear, lion, hippo, shark.
I think the only one that I would put my pucker factor below the wolf is the bear. I wouldn't, like...
Wait, what? You're saying the wolf is the... largest pucker factor for you?
No.
He's saying that the wolf is, or the bear's the only one he'd say he's less afraid of than the wolf,
yeah,
right?
All the others I'm more afraid of than the wolf
we'll
pack.
Rank them.
All right, one more time. Okay, hippo's
sake.
One. Hippo's
hippo
one.
Is definitely
hippo's
one.
Number one.
Yes.
100%.
If you encounter hippos in their habitat, dude...
They're mean, they're aggressive, they're territorial.
You are absolutely hooped.
They bite
worse than if you... encounter a shark in their habitat.
Yes,
because the shark may not attack you.
Sharks,
you might get lucky.
For the most part, just leave you alone. Even like great whites, for the most part, leave you alone.
Like
hippos,
what
do not. Hippos take you if you are near a hippo.
They're territorial.
It takes it as a you are in its business, and it will f you.
So
up.
Your best bet is only to jump on its back and ride it.
Well, Will Darkins has long said that he can rope-a-dope a hippo by just running in circles and tiring it out.
Yeah.
You have zero, like, hippo's number one.
Hippo is number one.
Hippo's number one.
So we've got wolf, bear, lion, shark.
I'm going lion number two.
Yep.
I can't even.
That would be terrifying.
What if the lion's uninterested?
I can't.
It's possible.
I don't know enough about them.
At least I can see the lion. Not being able to see the shark freaks me out. The pucker factor would be
well,
so
how,
high.
How do you know you can see the lion? They're ambush predators.
Well, when he attacks me, I'll see him.
What are you going to do? Oh, there he is. Now I'm going to run, and I'll get away.
Saying, if I'm
no,
fight for
he's
my
gonna
survival,
kill you.
Seeing what's happening would make that slightly easier than just nothing underwater.
This is why the shark is lower down my list, is we are not... Sharks don't want us.
The shark is probably not going
to
eat you.
It wants to leave you alone. Almost every fatal shark attack is a case of mistaken identity. It bites you.
Yeah, because they interview the shark and they tell them that.
Yeah. Sure. Well, the shark doesn't eat you. The shark bites you and is like, this isn't what I'm looking for, and then it goes about its own business. The lion, again, it's a territorial thing. It's like, hey, dumbass, you're in my spot. I'm coming to get you.
Okay, so I agree on hippo and lion.
Hippo, lion.
So so we've got three. Wolf, bear, shark. You encounter them in their habitat. Rank the pucker factor.
Wolf, I'm
bear,
going shark. One. Wolf, bear.
But in which one?
Yeah, that's
so
what I'm,
you're
that's
most
list.
Scared of the
most
shark.
Most scared of the shark. Then I'm going
then
with
bear.
The wolf pack.
Oh, then
would,
the wolf.
Would be terrifying, and then the bear. Okay. I've been around bears, and again... For the most part, with bears, minus polar bears, if you just give them some space, you don't piss them off, they're just not going to bother you, for the most part. I think if you ended up around a wolf pack, and then the shark is just, even though it's a case of mistaken identity, you said pucker factor. I was snorkeling once and I saw a white tip, the oceanic white tip, and it was below me, and it was below me a good probably 40 feet, and I'm not gonna lie, and it had no interest in me. It was way below, didn't look at me, nothing. I just saw it, and a little turtle appeared right in the back of my shorts. I was not okay with it. I was not calm. It was bad, and that's just. That's not a great white. That's not a tiger. I've seen your photo when you were in the shark cage, mm-hmm. and that tiger shark came by.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a turtle. That would be a full, like, that would be an army of turtles.
That was a 12-footer.
That's no good. That's right out.
Okay. I think I might disagree with you a little bit.
Yeah.
Sharks might be last. Not that I wouldn't be puckered. It's just that I would be hopeful that it would leave me alone.
Yeah. And that's, for the most part, that's what the shark bros tell you until they don't.
I don't know what to do with the wolf. That's why I asked this question. It's like when I saw this lady got attacked, I'm like, wow, you don't really hear about wolves attacking people. And then,
and this is why my pucker factor would be pretty high, because you never encounter wolves. You will never see them. In all my years and knowing people in Alaska, I've never met anyone that encountered wolves. You just don't see them. So if you do see them,
you're screwed.
That's a problem. That means they're looking for you, and now my guess is it's your ass, Mr. Postman. Because people think wolves are small. No. Wolves are not like labs. Those are big, big things.
Can't you climb a tree?
Maybe.
I mean, the bear can get you up there, but the wolf can't.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. We got to break. All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Okay, while we were in the break, I thought of another one. We'll do it tomorrow. Well, maybe not tomorrow. Well, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Are we doing draft all day tomorrow?
You tell me.
Are you guys want to do
here
some,
punching buttons?
That's a lot.
You want to do some hot animal talk?
Let's go. Some hot wolf attack in the middle of the draft?
Well, I thought of five other seemingly dangerous animals that we could power rank the pucker factor if we encountered them in their natural habitat. Okay, so we did hippo, bear, lion, shark, and wolf. I've got five more.
Yeah, I put my pants on all of them.
Yeah.
The cassowary.
Yeah, that's very high on my list.
The what?
Look up the cassowary. It's
I don't even know what that is.
It's an Australian bird that kicks you to death.
Terrifying mutant ostrich-looking thing.
Yeah, it's just a velociraptor. Like, that's all it is. Yeah. Every now and then, someone in Australia gets too close to one, and it just kicks them to death.
Suk introduced me to this species about a year ago, and I've been terrified ever since.
And they're mean as hell.
All right, Hot Corner is coming up next. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7, from 10 Barrel Brewing on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Well, we have notable Wolf news. You know, the Wolves often get overlooked when we're talking of animals that will rip your face off.
But it never happens. In fact, up until now, I don't think there's ever been a documented case of a wolf eating or killing a person.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't think it had ever happened.
No kidding.
I mean, maybe back in the old days out in the Klondike, but in modern times, no. Wolves don't kill people. They want nothing to do with you.
Yeah, so three wolves were in a zoo outside of Paris, and recently they have attacked a 37-year-old woman, leaving her fighting for her life. Now, she is not dead yet, but she's almost dead.
Not quite.
She was bitten on the neck, the calf, and the back. You may be asking yourself, well, how the hell did three wolves living in a zoo...
Yeah, get to the woman.
Get to this lady.
I'm guessing the dumbass pulled a Harambe move and climbed into the enclosure.
Well, no, it wasn't that kind of zoo. It was like a safari zone.
Oh.
And so she was staying in a chalet out there, like of the lodge, mm-hmm. within the zoo. It's about 25 miles west of Paris. And so, obviously, the safari zones and where they go during the day is sectioned off, you know. Mm-hmm. So she goes out at night. She goes alone for a jog. And she apparently missed the signs or wandered into the wrong area, and she got lapped by the wolves.
Whoops. Yeah, and they hunt in packs.
Yeah. So this raises the question about wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's not even about wolves. If you encounter the following animals mm-hmm. in their habitat, rank the pucker factor.
By the way, I did look this up. I wanted to be clear, and I stand corrected. This says the first fatal attacks in the 21st century occurred. There was one in 2005 and one in 2010. So
where?
One was in Saskatchewan, and the other one was in Chugiak, Alaska.
So it does happen, but it's very rare.
I mean, we have two documented cases. Now, they did say worldwide that there's some alleged attacks, apparently in Turkey. But
I think those are the street dogs?
Yeah, there's no real evidence. Yeah, I mean, that's...
So where does the wolf pack rank among scariest attacks?
Compared to just any?
Well, all of them. Yeah, like I said, you encounter let me list some animals. Sure. You encounter the following animals in their habitat. Rank the pucker factor. Okay, so you've got, let's go bear,
mm-hmm.
wolf.
And we're just dealing with one wolf, or are we dealing with a wolf
No,
pack?
You don't know. Because, look, come on, where there's one bear, there are more bears. Where there's one wolf, there's certainly more wolves. You know?
Yeah, because...
Where there's a lion...
Yeah, there's pride. Because I would assume it's a wolf pack.
Almost... Because
if you encounter a bear, it's usually one bear or a mom and her cubs, and then you're effed. Like, bears don't hang out in big tribes.
Okay.
Wolves, on the other hand, are always together.
Wolf, bear, lion, hippo.
Oh, God. That's all, like...
Sharks.
Well, we just had a guy in...
those are the top five.
We just had a surfer in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Just go down
to... Tomeo Perry.
Yeah.
Got eaten by a shark.
Boy, I honestly think that...
Power rank. So what you're power ranking here is the pucker factor.
Yeah.
Okay, you encounter the following animals in their habitat. Wolf, bear, lion, hippo, shark.
I think the only one that I would put my pucker factor below the wolf is the bear. I wouldn't, like...
Wait, what? You're saying the wolf is the... largest pucker factor for you?
No.
He's saying that the wolf is, or the bear, the only one he'd say he's less afraid of than the wolf.
Yeah,
right?
All the others I'm more afraid of than the wolf.
We'll
pack.
Rank them.
All right, one more time. Okay, hippo's one.
Hippo is definitely
hippo's
one.
Number one.
Yes,
100%.
If you encounter hippos in their habitat, dude,
they're mean. They're aggressive. They're territorial.
You are absolutely hooped.
They bite
worse than if you encounter a shark in their habitat.
Yes.
Because the shark may not attack you.
Sharks,
you get lucky.
For the most part, just leave you alone. Even like great whites, for the most part, leave you alone.
Like,
hippos
do
not. Hippos take you, if you are near a hippo,
they're territorial.
It takes it as a you are in its business, and it will F you
so
up.
So your best bet is only to jump on its back and ride it.
Well, Will Darkins has long said that he can rope-a-dope a hippo by just running in circles and tiring it out.
Yeah.
You have zero, like, hippo's number one.
Hippo is number one.
Hippo's number one.
So we've got wolf, bear, lion, shark.
I'm going lion number two.
Yep.
I can't even.
That would be terrifying.
What if the lion's uninterested?
I can't.
It's possible.
I don't know enough about them.
At least I can see the lion. Not being able to see the shark freaks me out. The pucker factor would be
well,
so
how,
high.
How do you know you can see the lion? They're ambush predators.
Well, when he attacks me, I'll see him.
What are you going to do? Oh, there he is. Now I'm going to run, and I'll get away.
Saying, if I'm
no,
gonna fight for
he's
going to
kill you.
Seeing what's happening would make that slightly easier than just... nothing underwater.
This is why the shark is lower down my list, is we are not... Sharks don't want
the
us.
The shark is probably not going
to
eat you.
It wants to leave you alone. Almost every fatal shark attack is a case of mistaken identity. It bites you.
Yeah, because they interview the shark and they tell them that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, the shark doesn't eat you. The shark bites you and is like, this isn't what I'm looking for, and then it goes about its own business. The lion, again, it's a territorial thing. It's like, hey, dumbass, you're in my spot. I'm coming to get you.
Okay, so I agree on hippo and lion.
Hippo, lion.
So so we've got three. Wolf, bear, shark. You encounter them in their habitat. Rank the pucker factor.
Wolf, I'm
bear,
going shark.
One.
Wolf, bear.
But in which one?
Yeah, that's
so
what I'm,
you're
that's
most
my
scared of the
most
shark.
Most scared of the shark. Then I'm
then
going
the
with
bear.
The wolf pack.
Oh, then
would,
the wolf.
Would be terrifying. And then the bear. Okay. I've been around bears, and again... for the most part, with bears, minus polar bears, if you just give them some space, you don't piss them off, they're just not going to bother you, for the most part. I think if you ended up around a wolf pack, and then the shark is just, even though it's a case of mistaken identity, you said pucker factor, I was snorkeling once, and I saw a white tip, the oceanic white tip, and it was below me, a good probably 40 feet. And I'm not going to lie, and it had no interest in me. It was way below, didn't look at me, nothing. I just saw it, and a little turtle appeared right in the back of my shorts. I was not okay with it. I was not calm. It was bad. And that's just, that's not a great white. That's not a tiger. I've seen your photo when you were in the shark cage, and that tiger shark came by.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a turtle. That would be a full, like, that would be an army of turtles.
That was a 12-footer.
That's no good. That's right out.
Okay. I think I might disagree with you a little bit.
Yeah.
Sharks might be last. Not that I wouldn't be puckered. It's just that I would be hopeful that it would leave me alone.
Yeah. And that's, for the most part, that's what the shark bros tell you until they don't.
I don't know what to do with the wolf. That's why I asked this question. It's like when I saw this lady got attacked, I'm like, wow, you don't really hear about wolves attacking people. And then,
and this is why my pucker factor would be pretty high, because you never encounter wolves. You will never see them. In all my years and knowing people in Alaska, I've never met anyone that encountered wolves. You just don't see them. So if you do see them,
you're screwed.
That's a problem. That means they're looking for you. And now my guess is it's your ass, Mr. Postman. Because people think wolves are small. No. Wolves are not like labs. Those are big, big things.
Can't you climb a tree?
Maybe.
I mean, the bear can get you up there, but the wolf can't.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. We got to break. All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Okay, while we were in the break, I thought of another one. We'll do it tomorrow. Well, maybe not tomorrow. Well, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Are we doing draft all day tomorrow?
You tell me.
Are you guys want to do
here punching buttons?
That's a lot.
You want to do some hot animal talk?
Let's go. Some hot wolf attack in the middle of the draft?
Well, I thought of five other seemingly dangerous animals that we could power rank the pucker factor if we encountered them in their natural habitat. Okay, so we did hippo, bear, lion, shark, and wolf. I've got five more.
Yeah, I put my pants on all of them.
Yeah.
The cassowary.
Yeah, that's very high on my list.
The what?
Look up the cassowary. It's
I don't even know what that is.
It's an Australian bird that kicks you to death.
Terrifying mutant ostrich-looking thing.
Yeah, it's just a velociraptor. Like, that's all it is.
Nice.
Yeah. Every now and then, someone in Australia gets too close to one, and it just kicks them to death.
Suk introduced me to this species about a year ago, and I've been terrified ever since.
And they're mean as hell.
All right, Hot Corner is coming up next. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7, from 10 Barrel Brewing on The Fan. Good night.
Red Chips of Spain. Red Chips of Spain.
Okay, while we were in the break, I thought of another one. We'll do it tomorrow. Well, maybe not tomorrow. Well, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Are we doing draft all day tomorrow?
You tell me.
Are you guys want to do
here punching buttons?
That's a lot.
You want to do some hot animal talk?
Let's go. Some hot wolf attack in the middle of the draft?
Well, I thought of five other seemingly dangerous animals that we could power rank the pucker factor if we encountered them in their natural habitat. Okay, so we did hippo, bear, lion, shark, and wolf. I've got five more.
Yeah, I put my pants on all of them.
Yeah.
The cassowary.
Yeah, that's very high on my list.
The what?
Look up the cassowary.
I don't even know what that is.
It's an Australian bird that kicks you to death.
Terrifying mutant ostrich-looking thing.
Yeah, it's just a velociraptor. Like, that's all it is.
Nice.
Yeah. Every now and then, someone in Australia gets too close to one, and it just kicks them to death.
Suk introduced me to this species about a year ago, and I've been terrified ever since.
And they're mean as hell.
All right, Hot Corner is coming up next. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7, from 10 Barrel Brewing on The Fan. Good night.
Red Chips of Spain. Red Chips of Spain.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.